a sunny holiday in Spain has turned into a living nightmare for a family from Belfast. Last week, on the first day of the holiday, 16-year-old Jay Hamill from Ardoyne was knocked down. He was rushed to intensive care with a broken pelvis, and Jay is now in a neck brace. He is still receiving treatment in Spain, and his mother, Elaine Hamill, had to send her other son and grandson home today on their own. She's with me now. Elaine, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Hello.
I'm really sorry what's happened to Jay. I know you'll be distraught. Can you tell us what happened, Elaine?
Jay had been out with his brother and cousin on the way home. He had run across the road. So he did, and he got knocked down.
Where was this?
Salute.
Okay. So he got knocked down. What are his injuries? What are your son's injuries, Elaine?
He has a broken pelvis, a broken leg in two pieces on his right leg. He has a leg fracture at the top of his neck. And he'll be in a neck brace for 6 months.
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to take... I just want to see if we can ring you back on another line that might be a bit clearer, because you're breaking up this morning, okay? And we'll come back to you and we'll hear your story and that of your son in a second. So let's see if we can get the line fixed. Let's come back to Elaine Hamill. Morning to you, Elaine.
Morning, Stephen. Hello.
Okay, that sounds a little bit better. So you were telling us about your son. He was knocked down, Elaine. Jay was knocked down. What are his injuries?
A broken leg in two pieces, and a hairline fracture on the back of his neck.
So he can't move. He's in hospital.
No. He's in hospital. No, he can't move.
Is he conscious?
Yes. He's talking away now. Yeah, he's moved out of intensive care yesterday.
Was he insured? Is the holiday insurance going to cover his needs?
No.
Was he insured at all?
Yeah, we were insured.
So what's the problem, Elaine? What do you need? I know clearly the problem is your son's been knocked down, but you're in financial difficulty as well.
Yeah, the insurance companies are not going to pay out.
Why not?
Because Jay was seen with a WKD.
With a what?
With one bottle of WKD in his hand, and said underage drinking. As you know, you're away on holiday, you know, kids at that age, which I didn't let him. He was with his brother and his cousin, but that's all he had was one WKD.
And the insurance company are saying because of that, they're not going to pay out?
Yeah.
How did they know he had that in his hand?
They had an investigator out, so they did, for 2 days. And he just went, down the strip. So he must have asked for CCTV or whatever.
So what situation does this leave you in now?
It just leaves that I just have to try and get Jay home myself.
And how are you going to do that?
Just don't know, Stephen. Just don't know. Just need him home. Just living a nightmare over here. And to leave my son and grandson off at the bus this morning was the hardest thing ever in my life to do.
How old are they?
Right, me too. Grandson's 5.
It's the kind of thing you hear about and you just think, please don't let that happen to me.
No, it's just...
Where are you in Spain again?
I'm in Salou. So yeah, he's in hospital out in Tarragona, 20 minutes away.
So if Jay is in hospital,
yeah,
the medical insurance company is now saying they won't pay. Who's paying for his medical care?
That's already covered over the 11.
Okay. Because we're part of the EU, it would be interesting.
EU.
It would be interesting.
Yeah.
Let's not get into a Brexit debate this morning, but my goodness. But to get your son home, clearly that, because he's now seriously injured.
That, yeah, he has to get a special neck brace made so he doesn't move whatsoever in the ambulance, in the plane, till getting back to Belfast.
Have you any idea how much that would cost?
No. It was, I mean, the social worker from the hospital, and she's trying her best, so we're actually going to the hospital soon and see if we're any further on, if it breaks or can anyone help us.
What's the long-term prognosis for your son? Is he going to be okay? Will he be able to walk?
Yeah, this is everything looking fine. He's healing well. There's no long-term damage, no spinal damage, but he'd be in a neck, like a bigger neck brace for 6 months.
The person who knocked him down, have the police been involved in that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you going to do if you don't have the money to get him home? What are you going to do?
I don't know, Stephen.
Is he ready to go home now?
Yeah, they say that he's ready to go home. Just he has to get the special neck brace made, then he'd be able to go home. It's just getting him home.
Are you with him now?
No, I'm going to the hospital now. I was just here to leave my son and grandson off. So it was.
What's Jay saying? What's he saying?
He just seems to be okay at the minute. He just keeps saying, "Mummy, when will I get home?" He's just worried. So he is. He's worried more about me and his daddy. He keeps asking, "Are we okay?"
How long has he been in hospital now?
From Friday night, first night from my god here. We should have been home this morning.
It is one of those. It is one of those nightmares, isn't it, for a parent your young son or your young daughter's going out on one of these holidays, and we all know what they want to do when they're out there. And now he's in hospital.
It only happened around the corner from the hotel. He was on his way home. Me and his daddy had just left him just half an hour before that. He just says, "Mummy, can I stay with his brother and Dean as we're on holiday? Do you know, kids, do you know, want to do?"
Yeah. There are people reacting to your story this morning, Elaine. Here's Joanne in Belfast. Morning, Joanne.
Morning, Stephen. I can't imagine how she feels. I don't think I'd ever want to imagine how she feels. But Northern Irish people are very generous. And why don't we get a Just Giving page? We're always quick to throw money at all sorts. But I'm sure that girl doesn't have the money that is needed to bring her son home. Why don't we just get a Just Giving page and everybody put what they can in? It doesn't have to be much. There's plenty of us here. And bring him back in our ambulance or whatever it happens to be. Because, you know, I've got a 21-year-old son, but, you know, you can't just say because he had a WKD. Good grief. I know he shouldn't be drinking. He's underage. But, you know, we've all done it. So you can't stand on any high pedestal and say that shouldn't happen. He was on his holiday and he's just unfortunate. So I'm sure she would appreciate everybody's help to try and help her bring him home.
What's that comment mean to you, Lynn?
Thank you.
Why are you crying? Why are you crying, Elaine? What did you say?
Just need my son home.
Yeah, and I'm sure the Northern Irish people will help if whatever way we need to do it. There's Just Giving pages for everybody, you know, and I'm sure they can do one for your son as well. So I hope to get him home soon. And I hope he's okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Here's John. People rallying round you now, Elaine. Here's John. Morning, John.
Good morning.
Hiya.
It's maybe not an original idea. Maybe you've tried it. But what about maybe either contacting the British or the Irish Embassy to try and you know, to get you transport with Medicare or something to get him home?
Yeah, we're going to look into that today here from the hospital. We're actually going to the hospital soon.
So sorry to hear about it, because the fella's on holiday. Although Stephen made a very, and I'm not stirring a pot, I'm just suggesting, what's going to happen as and when we do leave Europe? Because how would you ever get the help to get him home, or even get him medical help as he is? But
no.
I hope it all works out for you in the end.
Thank you.
Well, take care and God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
And is the insurance company, Elaine, just saying, no, they're not flying him home? That's it? No.
Just that's it. Your case has been declined.
Well, what we'll do, let's not mention who the company is now, but what we will do on your behalf is you can talk to the team behind the scenes, you can give us the name of the insurance company, and we will go and speak to them on your behalf and ask them what's going on. Because, tell you what, if insurance companies aren't insuring people who are drinking, who go to Spain, I dare say that's quite a few people. There's no point them taking out a policy.
Well, they said underage, he's 16.
They said what, sorry?
Because he's underage, because he was 16.
You're just tired, aren't you?
Yeah. Just drained.
Look, there are lots of people. I know that this might not make much of a difference to you and your situation, but there are lots of people calling us, feeling for you today, Elaine. And what we will do is we will stay across your story next week.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Elaine. Morning. Thank you.